Well, hey everybody, Andy Cavernan here with another Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. I was listening to a podcast, even this morning, of a person who does leadership interviews and who was interviewing a couple that was a believing couple, a Christian couple, but had become famous in pretty rapid succession. And they had a business, and then somebody got a hold of their story and made a reality TV show out of them. And they were just sharing the story that they had been through, the journey that they had been on in their rise to fame and success in their business. And it was really an intriguing story. I appreciated this couple and their honesty about how they were communicating and some of the challenges that they went through. But I don't know about you. I remember for me as a younger person, thinking, wouldn't it be great to have that kind of impact, to be that kind of famous, you know, if you will. I was a worship leader and had seen the Lord use Christy and me pretty early on in some neat ways through a worship event that we did. And I thought, you know, Chris Tomlin was rising up and David Crowder, and what would it be like to have a platform like those guys? And so I dreamt about that. I thought, what would be the path, you know, to that, and how could I pursue that? And then by God's grace, I landed in the local church, and I started worship leading, and I started realizing in that context that there was a whole bunch of people right in my local context that would never make me famous, that would never put me on a national platform, but that loved Jesus and that needed people who were willing to invest in them and to serve them. And it became a life calling, and here I am still in the local church, really grateful for God's calling on our lives as a family and for Christy and me. We're still not famous, and that's okay. But it reminds me of a passage in the Proverbs for today, Proverbs chapter 25. And I don't know about you, but as I've been reading the Proverbs, rereading them, I'm so grateful for the wisdom that's reflected in these texts. And over and over, you know, the Lord just brings to mind things that are so important and so foundational for living a wise life, a spirit-filled life in many ways. And so here's the text, Proverbs 25, verses 6 and 7. It says, "Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great, for it's better to be told, 'Come up here,' than to be put lower in the presence of a noble." What's the proverb saying? Well, reminds me of the New Testament that says, you know, the first shall be last and then the last shall be first, or of what it says in Mark 10, that Jesus came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. It's better to serve than it is to invite others to serve you. And for me, that's been a process, and I'm sure I'm still in it. I'm sure I'm still fighting that temptation at times to want to be something special or to be something unique. But I'm so grateful for this reminder that says, do not put yourself forward in the king's presence. Look, don't make it your life's goal to get famous. Don't make it your life's goal to be noticed. That's a painful pursuit, and it'll lead to all kinds of trials. And the proverb doesn't speak to what the possibilities are, but we know that those who make it their ambition to be better than everybody else, to be more successful, to be more noticed, often run into all kinds of troubles. And there's a great sacrifice of their own hearts, of maybe their families or other things that they give up in order to pursue that dream. Again, Solomon writes, "Don't put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great, for it's better to be told, 'Come up here,' than to be put lower in the presence of a noble." Friends, it's better to be invited really by the Lord into whatever he has for us than for us to try to make our own name, make our own way. And here's my encouragement to you, and this is an encouragement to myself. If we make it our life's ambition not to make our name great, but to make the name of Jesus famous. He's already great, all right? He doesn't need us to add to him. But to make his name famous through the platform that God gives us, whatever it is, maybe that's just in our neighborhood. Maybe that's in the office and the few cubicles that are around us. Maybe that's here in Marshfield in some specific way. Whatever, maybe you're a teacher and it's your classroom. Whatever God gives us as a platform, if we make it our ambition, our life's goal to make the name of Jesus famous, I'm convinced that God will do amazing things through us and that he'll bring us to wherever he wants us, and that will be good. Friends, join me in that. I pray that you would, and I pray that for all of us, we can keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. It's his name that is great. Let's make him famous together. God bless you, friends. Have a great day, and Lord willing, we'll see you again soon on the Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional.